What's up? Welcome. Greg Wynn, the car with Greg Miller. I'm driving to work. Hey, everybody. It's me and Greg. Welcome to Greg Wynn, the car with Greg Miller. I'm driving to work. It's Gamescom day. Opening night live today. Very excited to hang out with the boys. I don't expect much from opening night live. I'm expecting to see cool game stuff for games you already know. We already talked about this yesterday. I don't need to get into it. Instead, I'll answer a question from Mr. Hawks. Mr. Hawks, of course, posted on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Just like you can, remember to leave a comment on the last Gregway with a question you'd like to see me discuss in a future Gregway. And maybe I get to it or maybe I ignore it and never talk to you again. Anyways, Mr. Hawks called me a big slice of Gregoroni pizza in his comment, and I kind of liked it. I didn't think when I started reading, I was like, I don't like where this is going. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck, I like this. Gregoroni pizza. All right. Gregoroni. It's me, Gregoroni. I'm going to have to work that into something today. And when I do, Mr. Hawks, you'll get no credit. Except for people watching on Patreon who know now. As always, remember, when I'm in the car, I read the comment, and then I can't read it verbatim. So other than the Gregoroni pizza bit, Mr. Hawks was asking about the Starfield embargo. He said, you know, basically, like, lots of times we'll say we're playing Redacted for review because we can't say what we're playing. But now we're able to say we're playing Starfield for review. However, we're not commenting on anything else about it. Was that all spelled out in the embargo? Is that what Bethesda told us to do? Did the guy who put up the start screen, the main menu, to dunk on it technically break embargo? And there was other words in there, and so I'm parsing it all down. I apologize, Mr. Hawks, but I think I got it all. And so yeah, let's talk about it. So yeah, when you hear us say, hey, I'm playing Redacted, that means that yeah, we have been given a game for review or preview that then has an embargo, and the embargo did not talk at all about, hey, you can say on this date or this thing, or you can say you're reviewing, or you can do this, or you can do that. I feel like we talked about it in another Greg way, or maybe I'm just confusing it with some of the 15,000 other shows I do. But like, you know, a review embargo is the developer, the publisher, but mainly PR and marketing's last chance to massage a message and deliver a controlled message about the game. It's their last chance for control, because once the game is out and everybody has their hands on it, once the embargo lifts and you can talk about it freely, there's nothing, you can't put that genie back in the bottle. So whatever it is you wanted to, I guess, promote or drive home is the main point, right? Of like, what's great about this, what the new bullet points are for the year, whatever you wanted to try to hide or, you know, lessen that it wasn't that great. It's all out there right now. It's all going, right? And so games are different about it. Starfield, as you've already called out, you nailed what the embargo was. It's very lengthy in terms of like, hey, there's a bunch of story spoilers we'd prefer you not to spoil at all, and da 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 da, which we haven't obviously looked at. That's, they're very good about putting that stuff at the end of it. But basically, they were like, yo, here's your code for Starfield. Here are all the restrictions. Here's information about whatever. But basically, on Thursday, August 31st, you can publish it at, what did I say? I want to say it's 9 a.m., right? I'm pretty sure it's 9 a.m. I'm in the car. I don't know. But anyways, you could publish your review. You can do your content. You can do whatever. You can do live streams like we're doing, 9 a.m. But you can also confirm to the public you have the game and that this is the review embargo. You can communicate the embargo on content. But that's it. Now, that's what the document says. Again, there's a whole bunch of stuff. There's a reviewer's guide, yada, yada, yada. But that's what the document says. So that answers part of your question. To jump to the end of, did the guy who wanted to dunk on the screen, if memory serves, I thought he was saying he got that as a leak thing, which gets you around it, because then he wouldn't have the game. He could just make fun of it and be an idiot, because that was a stupid fucking thing to say. But otherwise, I would say yes, he did. However, anytime you get a game code for anybody, anytime you get an embargo from anybody, PR people are always happy to answer questions. So it is possible that person responded back to the PR. And let's just say that's the person who posted it. I still don't think that's the case, but it's possible that they could have responded back to PR and been like, yo, would you mind if we put up a photo of the start screen and confirmed it that way? Because a lot of people do that. You know, they put up stuff. Even, you know, Gary put up the tile on his Xbox, which isn't the same thing, but it's, you know what I mean? In terms of having a piece of media to promote that you're doing it, you could do it that way. And it's possible they said yes and that was it. Generally, in my experience, people would say no to that because, of course, well, we didn't put that in the embargo information. We don't want to send it out to everybody again. We don't want to play favorites, yada, yada, yada. And they probably did think through that. But PlayStation, as you've seen over the years, has gotten very big into that with their first-party things. We do not have Spider-Man 2. We are way too early to have Spider-Man 2. But I would imagine Spider-Man 2 will come with the tiered embargo PlayStation has done many a time now for all their first-party stuff in recent memory, which will be, here's your code. On this day, at this time, you can confirm you have the game for review, and you can put up the main menu screen screenshot taken before you do anything, and if it changes, yada, yada, yada. Because remember, like, Ghost would change its, like, screen if you did certain things in the game. Anyways, you can put that up and then confirm the review embargo, which would be the second embargo, which would be further out. Again, it's another chance for PR and marketing to control the message, right? Of, like, personally, I think every game should say, hey, here's what our embargo is. We should say, you can say what the embargo is. You can tell the world when you're going to talk about it. It promotes our content. It helps drive hype for the game and people be getting ready for that review embargo. And I think it's always great to signpost things for people. However, that's strictly me as a content creator. It's not me as if I was a PR person, right? Because let's look at Immortals of Avium. And for the record, I'm going to throw game names around here. And I'm talking about what the perception of an embargo would be, really. Immortals of Avium's embargo lifted last night at 9 p.m. Pacific time, midnight everywhere else, right? Why? Because that's technically the release date, right? That game is out then at that world. I didn't even remember that Immortals of Avium's embargo was 9 p.m. last night, because I'm going to talk about it today before we go live for one night live. Opening Night Live. God, ECW fucked me up, man. One Night Stand is what I always want to call Jeff Keighley's thing. Anyways, I'm going to talk about it there, so I wasn't paying attention. But my phone went off of like, oh, hey, you wish-listed WrestleQuest, and it's available now. And I was like, all right, the store updated or whatever, right? The perception of embargoes matters a lot to you and me and anybody who's paying attention to your IGNs and GameSpots and et cetera, right? Because if you're an educated person, you're going to look at it and go, man, Game X's embargo lifts a week before launch, or the Friday before the Tuesday launch. They are confident in that game. They are confident in the scores they are going to get. They are expecting to be turn heads and get people excited and pre-ordering, right? Then you can look at something like Immortals of Avium. This is me talking strictly as a press person, not as an EA person, obviously. I'm not an EA person. But I'm saying I haven't talked to anybody over there. My expectation there would be they put the embargo as late as possible because they weren't confident in the scores they're going to get. And if you look at the score breakdown on Metacritic right now, it is all over the fucking map. You have some people giving it 9s, IGN gave it an 8, GameSpot gave it a 5, I think. Like, and I'm driving, so these are off the top of my head. But like, if memory serves, it was down to like somebody gave it a 2 or something. Like, it's this wildly vacillating, like, what do you think of it? I gave it a 3 out of 5 personally, but I always talk about it, you know, how there's like, hey, it's okay, it's good, and then it's okay. It's a video game, and I'll talk about it later, but it doesn't matter. My thought there is, though, you put your embargo there because, hey, let's not even worry about this. We're not sure what people are going to say about it. We don't know if we have a hit. It might work for some people, might, blah, blah. That could work against us, right? That's where I come down on that kind of thing. Now, of course, we could look at Starfield and say, well, Greg, you know, early access for Starfield starts on Friday, September 1st. Our embargo lifts that morning on Thursday, the 31st. That's also, though, you get into international time zones of where stuff's going to lift, and I'm talking on my ass, but it's probably available in New Zealand or something like that at that time. So is that the same thing? I don't think so. Again, this is not me speaking as somebody who's played Starfield. It's more me as a student of the game. For a big game like that, it's not like you can get people more hype for Starfield, and I think the initial reviews going in there, on top of the initial reviews having as much time as possible with it, like, Starfield is a gigantic open-world Bethesda game, right? You're going to want to get your hands deep into it to really understand what's going on with it. I think that benefits them and gets them out to a different degree of it there. So every embargo is different. Every studio is different. Every PR person is different, because everybody has little tricks and strategies and times they did whatever that really make it work and do whatever in terms of, like, oh, this is why we think we're good for it. You know what I mean? I think you could even look at WrestleQuest, which is on the tip of my tongue because, of course, it's out today. We're in it, of course, full disclosure. Jeff Jarrett, I fucking hate him. But, like, remember, dial it back to, hey, remember they came in on a Monday and their game was launching on a Tuesday, and we did the big stream where Jeff Jarrett hit me with a guitar, right? Embargoes lifted that morning for the game. And while there were, I know, like, GameSpot did not like it, right? They gave it a 4, I think. And I think IGN gave it a 6. But that was later. At embargo, right, it was a bunch of eights, a few sevens, like nines, and this isn't me carrying water for it. I'm saying, like, they put out a game that they think speaks to a very specific audience, and they lifted the embargo the day before launch, theoretically, before it got delayed. Because guess what? That's a great marketing move. I think the scores at launch caught people off guard. So if it was one of those things you were looking at it and like, I don't, is that actually gonna pan out? You'd see these scores and go, oh shit, and it's out tomorrow? Great, let's pre-order now. Let's click the button now. Let's do the thing now, right? Meanwhile, it's the same idea of doing the stream with us on the day before launch. You're like, oh man, like, this is a fun stream and the game's more. I saw so many people in the comments on Twitter being, or Twitch and YouTube being like, oh my God, this is so much cooler than I thought it would be. I'm gonna do it. I don't like wrestling, but I like JRPGs and da da da. So I'm gonna do it right now, right? That's all feeding the final hype cycle, your final first impression, you know what I mean? Which sounds crazy, but like, so many people don't see everything, right? So it is like, you gotta try to come to them and bring them things. So that's another way to do it. This is a long-winded answer, I guess, that's kind of all over the map, but I wish that every time I say, oh, we're playing Redacted for review, I wish I could tell you, oh, I'm playing WrestleQuest or whatever, Game X for review, and tell you the date. But there's so many things that go into that I think in the grand scheme don't matter, honestly. We talk about how mainstream games media like us, if you want to toss this in there, or reviewers or critics, right? Like, and people like you that consume the content, let alone the percentage of the mainstream people that would come to Patreon and support us. Thank you so much. Anyways, though, we aren't the majority, right? So one of the big concerns always is, like, I think from what I've heard from PR people, and I have done a rambling Greg way about this part of it, so I'll keep this part short, is the idea that, you know, if I was to say 2 weeks ago, oh, I'm playing, this is not real, right? I'm playing Spider-Man 2 for review, and the embargo is up here. And then the next week I came to PS I Love You and I said, oh, I'm playing whatever for, I'm playing, you'd be like, oh, did Greg quit Spider-Man 2? Did he beat it that quickly? Is it that short of a game? People would start running around. It's the same reason a lot of people want you nowadays to hide your trophies and achievements, right? Because they know people will go into your PSN profile, look at it, see when you pop the first trophy, when you pop the last. Then it's a reset era thread of like, whoa, it seems like this game is really short. Are you able to beat it one sitting? Da 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 da. And like, there's a whole bunch of not necessarily negative press, but it's, again, a message that isn't controlled. You no longer have control of that message. Because, you know, before a game launches, right, it's always dev math. How long's your game? Oh, well, if you golden path, it's 20 to 25 hours. But if you did everything, it's 80 hours. Then you get the game and you play it, and it's like, I beat this in 10 hours and I did pretty much, you know what I mean? Like, there's all that kind of shit to it that they'd rather have the official message out there before people get their hands on it and da-da-da. So long-winded answer, but yes, we're able to say we have Starfield. We're able to say we're playing Starfield. We're able to say Starfield, the review, will be up on August 31st, I believe, at 9 a.m. Pacific time on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. We'll start a marathon stream that will go as long as you want it to on Twitch and YouTube at the same time with a new save. We're starting from scratch. But yeah, that's all we're able to say. So that's it. I think I got it. Redacted, I wish didn't exist. I wish I was able to tell you it, but I understand from a PR and marketing thing. But again, especially you, person on Patreon right now, you're smart enough to understand, oh, hey, they're talking, they're saying redacted, and next week this game comes out that Greg's always talked about being excited for, or 2 weeks from now, blah, 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 you know what I mean? You know how it is. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, of course, the trophies and achievements tell all. When they get hidden, that means somebody's really hip on this. They're hip to it, telling you to hide all your stuff, operate offline. When they're not, they don't even know how people get their information anymore, and we beat the system together. Holy shit, it's already 9:21. I gotta get to the office. Bye, everybody.